League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And this is my favorite week of the year. This and next week, the division series, baseball every day. You've got the wild. Now, the Astros haven't competed in the wild card, so. But having the Astros. Why am I hearing this, though? Okay, I've got to mute that. So, having the Astros in the wild card this week, with football on all week long, we got the Astros. How disrespectful is Major League Baseball, Lance? How disrespectful to the best team over the last decade? One of the best runs in baseball history, other than the Yankees in the 50s. How disrespectful that they get the 1:30 game every day.
I don't even fight it anymore. I prefer it.
You like to get it over with?
Well, it's not getting it over with. It gives me something in the middle of the afternoon to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually like it. I think we talked about it last.
Fewer eyes on our Astros.
What's that?
Fewer eyes on our Astros.
I hope people don't get to watch the Astros ever again. You don't deserve them. Only Astros fans do.
That's it.
Yeah, so, you know what? I'm done with the afternoon disrespect stuff. Like, we did that a long time, but I'm like, yeah, I kind of like this game. I kind of like this time. I'm watching in the middle of the afternoon.
I just can't believe when I saw the schedule, I'm like, are you kidding me? The best team? I know that, you know, it's the markets, Houston, but Milwaukee? Are you kidding? And Baltimore? Baltimore's not a big market. What are you talking about here? I mean, baseball, you suck. Baseball sucks. Rob Manfred sucks.
What?
No, I'm disgusted with him.
Baseball sucks?
Yeah, right. Baseball sucks.
You're just mad because you've got to watch it, and that's an 11 o'clock game for you.
Oh, well, guess what? By 1:30, I'm done. I play golf. I mean, it's perfect for me.
So what are you complaining about?
Here
then?
We go.
It's perfect.
It's ruining his
because,
golf.
Because my team deserves better,
it's
more
respect.
It's
ruining his golf tee time.
Don't you just –
No, it's not ruining my golf tee time. It's actually perfect for my golf tee time.
Why? Not if they're playing at 11:30 your time. Well, it's going to eat up 3 hours, 3.5 hours?
2:30, I'm on the course. 3 o'clock, I'm on the course. Are you nuts? It's perfect.
Then you're in the middle of traffic coming back.
Who wants to wait all day for their favorite team to play? Let's get this game going. Why do you care for prime
time?
Because
I care about respect. All right, I'm Italian. You don't know nothing about it.
Okay,
all right?
Yeah, because you show a lot of respect to everyone you come across.
Sure,
I do. Yeah, it's one of the three most disrespectful people I know.
No, I'm all
along
about
with
respect.
Like a professional, you like Ric Flair.
Put some respect on the Houston Astros, Major League Baseball.
The most disrespectful people that I've ever seen: Draymond Green, John Granato, and probably
Michael Jordan. He was disrespectful.
Jordan's up there. But, like, there's probably a professional wrestler who's up there, too.
The Rock. I don't care what your name
Stone
is.
Stone Cold. He'll give you the double birds.
Well, and Trump's not. Trump
well,
will
he's a,
kick
well, he's
it
a little
a
disrespectful
bit.
Unless he's talking about Kamala.
He's pretty
or
disrespectful.
Sleepy Joe. Or Sleepy
he's pretty
Joe.
Disrespectful, and he's not even a professional wrestler, although he has dabbled.
Uh-huh. So anyway, the 1:30 games all week long, starting tomorrow. You got Scooble. It didn't turn out great for as far as I'm concerned, but I don't mind. Scooble, they faced a couple of times. They got runs off him.
And you got Fromber going. I ain't scared of nobody, if you want to know the truth. And their offense, Detroit's offense, is just not good. It's just not good. So Fromber should be able to breeze. We'll be done in an hour and a half with these games, with Fromber and Scooble on the mound.
Yeah,
sure.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could I mean, be. We can get you out on the course where you belong.
That's right. You're damn right. So that's what we're looking at with Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we got our Texans yesterday, who are 3-1, so we can't complain because we've seen a lot worse. But there's a lot of stuff to clean up. You know, you haven't faced the gauntlet of quarterbacks that you're going to be facing. You haven't faced the Mahomes, or you got this week you got Josh Allen, although he didn't look like Josh Allen last night. You got Lamar Jackson. You still got all the good quarterbacks. You haven't faced the number
one. Don't say Aaron Rodgers. Don't say Aaron Rodgers. The Texans are substantially better right now than the Jets. Denver
had a plan, though. Well, Denver had a pass rush. What? I didn't see Will Anderson Jr. or Danielle Hunter the whole game. Where were they?
The Texans have three big concerns right now. Number one, the number one concern to me is that the pass rush off the edge, what was supposed to be this great rush off the edge, has not materialized this year. Number two, the secondary continues to let people get a step on them deep, and there's so many would-be touchdowns they would have given up this year that would have beat them. They'd be 1-3. They'd be Kirk, sitting here probably 1-3.
If Trevor Lawrence hits Kirk, they lose that game.
Yeah. I mean, and he had more than a step on the defender. Yeah. And then finally, and we had one where Kamari Laster earlier in the game was beat by Brian Thomas, which makes sense from a physical standpoint. One guy's much faster than the other. But then the other one is C.J. Stroud is not throwing quite as accurately. There's more overthrows and there's more missed.
One in the end zone to Nico?
To Nico was one that's very uncharacteristic. There were a few uncharacteristic throws by C.J. Stroud. He has not been his best version of C.J. Stroud.
He threw for 345 yards and we're complaining.
You know, I know, but he also had to. They only scored They scored the last few 12 seconds of the game or whatever it was, and they only had 17 points headed up to that time.
Five straight punts in the second half. Five straight punts. That's something they gotta.
No.
They gotta sustain drives. They gotta come up with big catches. I'll tell you. And not only that. Well, how many times did he hit Diggs on a slant and it was either broken up or Diggs dropped it? And Nico, when he hit Nico on the slant, Nico secured it with a guy on his back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Nico with a monster game, 151 yards receiving. Huge. He's got a great chance of leading the league in receiving this year.
He might be the best receiver in the league right now.
Up there. I don't know. Justin Jefferson's still awfully, awfully good. But Nico Collins is in the conversation, and his stats are just enormous. 12 catches, 151. He had a touchdown, 151, 155, one of them. And then, but you know, this is C.J. Stroud's first 300-yard game since week 10 of 2023. It's like his first 300-yard game in forever. Would you have ever guessed that?
No, I don't care about that. Don't we care about winning?
No, you do. It's an interesting statistic because I thought he would have had. It's his first one since week 12 against Jacksonville.
No.
Which was a loss, by the way. But through his first 300-yard passing game, here's another one that's interesting. Eight touchdowns. He's had 300 yards passing, two touchdowns, and zero interceptions in his first 20 games. C.J. Stroud has done it five times. That's tied with Pat Mahomes in his first 20, but it's behind Justin Herbert, who did it six times in his first 20 games. Justin Herbert's done it the most of any guy in his first 20 games. But C.J. Stroud, not surprisingly, is right there. But, you know, it is a win, and you'll take a win any way you can get it. But this Texans team is just off right now. It's just not it's not quite what we expected. Nothing has really fully clicked with the Texans.
Listen, there have been penalized teams that win, okay? The Raiders back in the early in the 80s. They were penalized most in the league, you know, and they got that mentality, that tough guy mentality,
mm-hmm.
and they were a highly penalized team. It was different, though. They were a personal foul, and the Texans have their personal fouls too. Steven Sims was one with one of the dumbest plays I think I've ever seen, with a guy running by him and he puts up his elbow like he's in sixth grade. And it cost him, because after that, Woods was catching punts. I don't know. Steven Sims might be the accountability that nobody seems to have had this football season. Mm-hmm. Steven Sims might, with the drop, the muff punt, and with the penalty, Steven Sims might be the guy that they say, remember when Bill Parcells, remember?
Different rules?
Emmitt Smith, yeah.
Jimmy Johnson said it.
Jimmy Johnson. Yeah. Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, he was like, who did they cut?
Somebody fell asleep. It was a running back.
Yes.
It was a running back who fell asleep in a meeting room.
And they were like, well, you didn't do that to Emmitt Smith? Yeah, well, Emmitt Smith is much better than you.
We have different rules.
Yeah, we got different
rules. He said we have different rules for different players. Depends on how good you are or whatever. It's like, wow, you just said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
I know. Steven Sims could be held to an accountability standard today. I don't know that anyone else will. It was another disgraceful penalty performance by the Texans offensive line. And I know there's some people who think the Texans were getting picked on, some Texans fans. Listen, if you're getting picked on, then you're doing stuff. This is crazy. You had Kenyon Green with three penalties. Shaq had two that I counted. Laremy Tunsil, a couple holds. The fans were booing loudly. They were booing these penalties. It is a major issue for the team, is that they are getting booed by the fans, because the fans know this is killing the Texans. And it's just irritating. After last week, we addressed it. We got it fixed. You didn't get it fixed. You have, you know, a lack of accountability, it would seem. I don't know what the accountability – I had people reach out. If this offensive line coach isn't fired by the end of the day, I got news for you. This is one of those things where I don't know what an offensive line coach can do. Now, you can teach guys technique-wise to keep your hands inside, not to hold. But what Laremy was making a decision – and one of them, I don't really blame him. You know, when your quarterback scrambles to the left, like outside of the pocket, you've got your guy locked in with your hands, and a quarterback scrambles, and he changes all of a sudden, changes his course of action, then that – you get holding calls on that. That one, you know, you can't know where your quarterback is going, so you don't just let go. I don't really blame him for one of the holdings. For another one, I thought it was lazy. But they just weren't good. Like, the no. offensive line is just not playing to the standards they did in the first game. And so it hasn't been close.
CJ's running for his life again, and had to, I don't know how many times he had to escape the pocket, step up. It's just not good. And the announcer made a pretty good point. He said, what's he wearing those red gloves for with mm-hmm. white jerseys on the other team?
That's Tiki Barber. You know, Tiki's done a good job with these games, I think. Tiki actually has got some pretty – he's fairly insightful. I think Tiki Barber – is he and McCourty are the color commentators. You may notice a lot of these broadcasts have two color commentators now, two players in there. But, I thought that was a good point. I've heard it made before. You know, you can wear the white gloves with white jerseys. You can wear – if you have a chance, you wear the same color. It's usually just white as the other, but not if your drip. If your drip game, if you want your drip game to be good, you got to wear. You got to show out
nice
with the
too?
Red. Nah,
nice.
You got to show out with
you
the red.
You saw that
though.
Man? He got that athlete face mask on. Kenyon Green has an athlete's face mask on.
Yeah.
Titus Howard. Look at those guys. They ain't just gonna go and wear some white gloves.
No, they're not
red.
They're not trying to
got to accent the home blues. The red.
Yeah, we ain't gooning. This isn't gonna be a gooned out squad. This is a lifestyle squad, brother. You better get on board. I'm tired of you trying to talk bad about people's glove choice.
Mm. Dell, you looked different a little while ago. I was like, hey, Dell.
Yeah, the whole point was.
I haven't been gone that long. You looked different.
Yeah, the whole point was to have Alan, our intern, sit here while I had to go to the restroom. But I wanted you to see him so you wouldn't ask for something that couldn't be done because he's. Doesn't know what to do, so I had him sit down. You could see him. That's all, just in case.
Oh, I thought it was. I'm sorry. I thought it was you.
No,
it was Freaky Monday.
No, I just had him in here just in case one of you guys decided to curse, so you could hit the button. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's all. You told him if they curse, hit that button.
Yeah, and then sit down so he didn't go. Hey, Doe, play this.
He comes in every day, so he knows us,
and he knows you're fully capable of saying something.
Yeah, he knows the show has got that potential.
Well, yeah, but he. He did. He was a baby Dell, though, that everybody hugged at the party, right?
No, he didn't. No, he's an intern. I know we
didn't come to the party.
We had an intern. I think we did have an intern show up for a little bit,
but really?
Alan was not that intern.
No.
This intern was, I don't know how old Alan is, but this intern was old enough to get a drink.
Oh, okay.
All right. 713-780-3776. If you've got thoughts on the Astros, you've got thoughts on the Texans. We're just getting it started. We got what did you learn this weekend in one sentence that's going to be coming your way in a half hour right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we're just getting going on this. A wonderful week for sports here in the city of Houston. And Lance, you got a little quick assist.
Quick assist is where you go to sell your tickets. And you know what? Let's say you have Astros playoff tickets and you can't, and you're not going to be able to go to the game, or maybe you just want to sell them. Quick Assist is the way to go. You go download the app, Quick Assist, A-S-Y-S-T. Now, I know you've heard of these other sites that sell your tickets. Well, what Quick Assist does is they take the tickets that you have, they list them on 15 different ticket sites. They list them on 15 different ticket sites for you. And then they are the ones who are going to work in the dynamic pricing for you, which means dynamic pricing is what airlines do, right? It's what a lot of hotels will do from time to time. It's where if the demand goes really high, then they will raise the prices. If the demand is low, they lower the prices. And it's the way to the best opportunity for you to sell your tickets, get your tickets sold, and yet maximize your profit. And that's what Quick Assist can do. They handle everything. You have no hassle at all. Just list them with Quick Assist. They put them on 15 different sites, and you are good to go. Quick Assist is the location for you. Download the app, Quick, A-S-Y-S-T, Quick Assist.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, before we get more, and you guys are more than welcome to come in, 713-780-3776.
Let's go. Get in here, 713-780-3776. I know you got thoughts on the game, and we know you got thoughts on the Astros as well. Canceled their game yesterday, John.
Yeah. What, did they do something inappropriate?
Jose Altuve took his shoes off again.
Oh, why would you?
He was running around with his bare feet.
So they canceled the game with the game because his little hobbit feet were out there?
Yeah. They canceled the game.
Does Jose Altuve have little hair on the bottom of his feet like a hobbit?
I haven't looked. And they're at the top of the feet. You should know this, nerd.
All over.
Yeah, not just the bottom. I don't know. I haven't looked at his feet. The last time I saw him, they didn't look very hairy.
Okay. Well,
last time he was getting kicked out of a game.
Yeah.
All right, before we move on to take those calls, everybody call in, 713-780-3776. Who's the best college football team in the country?
Which half of that game do you want to go with?
It's a tough call. I guess Alabama, but man, their defense just – I don't know. Is it Texas?
Can't play the deep ball.
Is it Texas? I'd like to see more Quinn Ewers first because Quinn's going to be the starting quarterback. Is it Ohio State? They've been pretty blah. Their offense has not been as explosive with Will Howard. Yeah, but they're usually still winning 56 to.
Oh, it was 38-7 on the road, and they're
38 smirty.
And they're what did you have a bet
no,
on that?
No, I'm just saying their offense usually when they're substantially better than the team they put up massive numbers, and they're not doing it. Oregon, it's not definitely not Oregon. I don't know. There's a real question. Well, maybe it's Tennessee.
Well, they put up 56, 52, and 49.
Who?
And 38. Ohio State, they're still in the 50s.
They put 52, up that much?
56, 49, 40,
and then 38. Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, and then they got then Jeremiah
I think
Smith.
Only 2-2, though, against
oh, my
the number.
God. How
oh,
nice
see, this is what I thought.
How nice is that guy?
Yeah,
Jeremiah Smith is incredible. He and Ryan Williams are like pro receivers
Everyone's
right now.
Everyone's talking about Ryan Williams and rightfully so, but Jeremiah Smith is 6'4", 2 whatever. And
oh, yeah.
One-handed stabs, and he's a freshman, too. I know he's not 17 like Ryan Williams, but the fact that Ohio State is playing teams no one cares about is limiting his exposure.
He is really good.
Yeah.
He's nice.
Like, he is really – Jeremiah Smith is really, really good. Ryan Williams is really, really good. If you missed it, For me, it never felt like a game of the century. It's kind of weird that people try to soft sell the quote unquote game of the century. And I know Alec was, you know, my son, it works in Alabama's football side, and he said this is the biggest game that we've seen and blah blah since.
Did he write across Ryan Williams' tape, kill everybody? Is that what Alex had to do?
Okay, so
did you see that, John?
So this is Ryan Williams, who's 17, is a bit of an issue. Not just did he
his eye tape. I mean, it's supposed to double as eye black, but it's not really. It's like some type of tape. Yeah, and it said he wrote kill everybody across the tape.
And then he changed his Instagram picture. It's not his avatar, whatever his Instagram
profile picture.
His profile picture, he changed it to Michael Vick holding a dog.
I know, because they killed the dogs.
Because they killed
that.
The dogs. I'm like, hey, whoa. Ryan. Slow down now.
Enough time has passed, right? Yeah. This is enough time has passed.
Yeah. No, Michael Vick slaughtered dogs, and he's holding a dog.
And so did Alabama.
Vick.
And so did Ryan Williams.
Well, I can tell you this. The coaching staff didn't like it.
No.
But they were fine.
He may have had something told to him, like, hey.
Keep catching game-winning touchdowns.
They were fine with kill everybody on national television?
No, they're not. They're not fine with we got to clean it up a little bit. No. He's really play was his play. I mean, it ended up being a great game, but it wasn't for a half. But how about Carson? People had Carson Beck as an undrafted free agent by the end. Carson Beck was like, man, he really, you know, the throw, his last throw was a good interception, but it was a little bit off. But Carson Beck came storming back that second half. He looked so much better in that second half. Georgia Alabama ended up being one not to miss.
Well, it's either Texas or Alabama. Texas didn't – I mean, they won by 22, but they had five holding penalties, and they had a couple false starts.
So that's nothing. In Houston, I'd take five.
It's what we
only
do.
Only five penalties? That's it? That's, on the offensive line?
No, five but holding penalties.
Holding.
Still, that's not bad.
Yeah, and they had a blocked punt, and they still kicked their ass. And their second-string quarterback.
They didn't even come close to covering,
No.
Do you know that they were laying something like – 43.5 against another SEC team. That was the dumbest point spread I've ever seen.
Mississippi State is not an SEC team.
Yes, they are.
Not the way they're built right now, but maybe.
At some point. They're the furthest thing from an SEC team.
They're a regionality team. No.
Toledo beat them on their home field.
Don't tell SEC people. Could you catch buckshot if you said the wrong thing against them?
I don't really want to get into this too hard, but this is where Kevin Barbie was last year, one of the worst offenses in college football, and so the Cougs hired him. And boy, wow! Did you watch any of that game?
Why would I?
What do you mean?
We're giving away tickets all week. It was exciting.
You mean the second game straight shutout?
It was exciting.
They haven't
think about Iowa State in town, and then the game started, and then it got less exciting.
Well, yeah, 3-0 at the half. What the bleep? Holy cow. That offense is just miserable. The Cougs offense is just miserable.
I don't want to waste time with this conversation on Monday.
Well, I mean, it's the hometown school. What are you talking about?
What are you doing? You're embarrassing them. You think people want to talk about 8 straight quarters of Cougars not winning and Donovan Smith being terrible?
Well, I mean, scoring. Not forget
about winning. Not even scoring.
I mean, scoring, yeah.
Well, I mean.
That's not a topic.
I mean, well, Rice, Rice fared better against a worse opponent but lost. The game-winning field goal, 21-20, they missed at home. So Rice against one of the worst teams in college football, lost. To Charlotte,
the city colleges are struggling.
Yeah,
and
the Texans were. Hey, you want to triple down on this? And actually, we'll win this one. The Texans were.
So what
well
do you do about so what do you do about Laramie Tunsil?
Okay, so I want to play. I want to play. Let's play. D'Amico Ryans. This is a comment that D'Amico had. It's in our little system that we have here, Dell, where D'Amico talks about whatever it takes. D'Amico Ryans. He says something in the middle of this answer, so listen up. He says something in the middle of the answer, and then I will address your question about what do you do about D'Amico? Because, by the way, it's also
Laramie.
Because it's also three penalties on Kenyon Green. It's also penalties on Shaq Mason. It's not just Laramie Tunsil. He just happens to lead the league in penalties. Here was D'Amico Ryans talking about the game, and then he, in the middle, kind of slips into a conversation about the penalties.
Wow. What a game. What a battle. Very proud of our guys. We talked last night in our team meeting just about, like, whatever it takes, whoever it takes, and however long it takes, let's just find a way to finish this first month of the season 3-1. So very proud of our guys for finishing the right way. As we know, a lot of things to clean up for us with the penalties. It's like we're trying to break the record for most penalties in the league, which we got to clean up. This is our third straight game of over 10 penalties. It's just, you know, not good enough. And we have to find the guys who want to do it right all the time and play clean football there. But very proud of the effort from all of our guys. CJ, he let us down when we needed to. Darray stepping up big time for us. And Nico, and he's been lights out this entire year. Right, to start the season, like being a NFL's leading receiver, he just shows up every single time we need a play. Nico is making a play, so I'm so thankful and happy for him that he's on our team.
We need to find the guys who want to do it right all the time when he's talking about penalties. Now,
what does that mean?
Well, what is it realistically?
Well, realistically, you're not putting in the rookie for Laremy Tunsil.
This is the problem. Well, maybe you do. Here's one thing we know. When a defensive player has a personal foul, sometimes offensive player, you always see them run off to the side, right? They run off the field, and the coach starts getting into them, or if they have a bad penalty, you usually get taken out. If Laremy gets a hold, what would it be the worst thing in the world if he had to come out for a couple plays? Now, Laremy might yell at you or might just hold out all of camp next year too, because he doesn't usually, you know, do stuff with the team. He's not really into practicing and showing up at the preseason, at the preseason events. When I say events, what am I talking about? What's the best way to
mini camps?
The mini camps and all OTAs. The things. Yeah, he's not really. That's not, you know, that's not cool enough for Laremy Tunsil. So he's not typically going to be with the team and trying to be part of that. But if you pull him out, John, you could make him. He might practice even less. Hmm. So
they're not pulling him out.
And the
they're
first
no, that's the problem is what do you do?
And because he missed a couple snaps because of the ankle, I guess he certainly came back. And the first pass blocking ref for Blake Fisher, CJ got hit because Fisher got beat.
The first one? Oh, I thought he had hung in there.
I don't. It might not have been the first one, but Fisher got beat pretty quickly in his time, and CJ got hit.
Well, I saw Laremy get. Well, actually, it was a twist. It was a TE twist that Kenyon didn't slide off of and come get. It was. Somebody told me that there were some snaps where CJ had time to throw, plenty of time to throw. There were some, but there were also plenty where he got flushed.
I know I saw before he got hurt. I know I saw a lot of Hines Allen. I saw formerly Josh Allen, now Hines Allen. I saw a lot of him in the backfield.
Trayvon Walker.
I saw Trayvon Walker in the backfield as well. What happened to the Texans pass rush? What the hell is going on?
I don't, man. We may have downgraded losing Grenard to
Grenard,
may have. We downgraded. Not may have. Grenard was a better player than Danielle Hunter. He was a better rusher.
And that's not an exaggeration. Jonathan Grenard, we saw last week. How many did he have?
Three sacks.
Three sacks last week against the Texans, against the best offensive
line. Well, one of them was against the tight end.
Yeah, right, exactly. that's on
at
the
least
coordinator.
One. Yeah.
That's on the coordinator. 713-780-3776. We got to break it here in about 15 minutes. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's coming your way. So get your one sentence ready and dial the phone. 713-780-3776. But in the next segment, you guys got anything that you want to talk about with what happened yesterday or your Houston Astros, you're more than welcome. I'm talking about right now what I had going on all weekend long. It was Coors Lights. That's what I did. I don't know what you did this weekend, but I did Coors Lights. That's right. When I'm watching the game, I love to watch the game, and I get some clarity. I get a lot more clarity of what's going on in the game when I got a couple of pops, when I got a couple of cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. You know I like to stay refreshed. You know that I love to be I love to keep Texas chill, and now it's going to be it's a little bit chillier now. I've done my part. Are you going to do your part? Are you going to have those Blue Mountains in your fridge? Are you going to enjoy whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, and do it with a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light? It's the world's most refreshing beer. I saw a billboard. So if you're looking for the best way to refresh during your games, to me, what a week. You got Coors Lights with your Astros. You got Coors Lights with your Texans. You got Coors Lights with all your NFL and Major League Baseball. Are you kidding me? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Get your What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence ready for the next segment right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You guys have been great lately, so let's go. You learned something from this weekend. You learned about Laramie Tunsil, or you learned about your wife, or you learned about your job, you learned about your neighbor. You learned about some girl, Todd, Tom, okay? Something happened this weekend that you learned about. So 713-780-3776. Right now we got LaSalsa wants to get in here. Hey, LaSalsa, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Hashtag Free Raheezy's. You know, I popped pretty hard with that game-winning drive, but at what point can CJ pull these fools aside and, like, rip into him, man, and say, like, you know, protect me, man, protect me. What y'all got?
Well, I mean, I don't think CJ's gonna say anything. But how hard did the Texans have to work on those drives? Man, they scored. It turned out to be they scored three touchdowns, and the last one came in the last few seconds of the game. But man, other than the first touchdown came pretty easy for them. The next two touchdowns they scored, one was at the end of the game, and one was before that. They had to fight through long third downs, penalty, a lot of them that were created through penalties, sacks. Like, they had to, C.J. Stroud had the, you had Agumbawale had a, on one of the touchdowns, had a long third down conversion as well that, you know, was a dump off that the coverage was just so far back that he was able to get a first down on like a third and 14, third and 15. But I just thought the Texans had to work super hard on two of their three touchdowns because the offensive line made it tougher on them. And you know, and frankly, CJ has not, if we're being honest, CJ has not been as crisp. He hasn't been bad. Let's not oversell this. He just hasn't been an elite all-pro level quarterback up to this point so far this year.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's hard to criticize yesterday. He still missed a couple of passes that maybe he should have hit, but he hasn't been. It'll be interesting to see this week against this Bills team. Now I don't know what to think about this Bills team now. Who do you guys think is the best team in the NFL right now? You know the Chiefs don't for their 4-0 start. They don't look that great.
Well, and it looks like they lost Rashee Rice to a torn ACL too. So
yeah.
You just lost your wide receiver one.
He tried to hit Sky Moore on a simple out for a first down.
Just
he
guy.
Dropped it.
Yeah, Sky has been a huge disappointment over there. I mean, right now it looks like the Ravens.
It does look like the Ravens
always start.
And they were
0-2.
Well.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. I mean, it's true. It looks like I didn't even think about that. That's true. I mean, it's not going to be a popular opinion. What about the Vikings? The Vikings have beaten the Texans. They've beaten the San Francisco 49ers. They've beaten the Green Bay Packers. How about the Vikings? And Sam Darnold is throwing touchdowns against all those teams.
Yeah.
Honestly, why would you not say, look at the level of competition they've played and who they've beaten.
Through 4 weeks, Sam Darnold is the MVP of the league.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Either he or Baker Mayfield. One of those two quarterbacks from the 18 draft. How good is the 18 quarterback draft now? Now that Sam Darnold, I said on Twitter yesterday, I knew my Sam Darnold scouting report and draft grade would eventually be correct. I just needed 6 years and like four different teams. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I tell you, it's already crazy. A team with two losses looks like the best team in the NFL right now.
Well, it's the
Ravens.
Yeah, and it was tough for the Chargers because the Chargers were missing their starting tackles. Justin Herbert's not 100%. Like, they took on the Chiefs, and they weren't even – like, that Charger team, the second game that they play is one you'll have to keep an eye on. It's going to be a better game. But the Chiefs don't feel like it. You're right. The Steelers definitely don't feel like it, watching them against the Colts, although they had a great comeback against the Colts. It doesn't feel like the Texans for sure, John. We've watched too many. It's not the Texans for sure. I mean, just by the way they played the last 3 weeks, it's not Washington, but my God, is Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels, are they having – time right now. Wow.
So Jaden Daniels is the C.J. Stroud of 2024.
He is.
He's, you know, his
only more accomplished percentage, up to this point.
His completion percentage, 82%.
Mm-hmm.
He has more scoring drives than incomplete passes.
Okay, that's incredible.
More scoring drives through four games. Only one other team had more scoring drives than incomplete passes through four games, and that was this 1973 L.A. Rams.
How do you like scoring on 16 consecutive drives? Is either 16 or 17 was the final number before they had to punt. How do you like that? Is that incredible? Think about that. And they put up – they were in the 40s. They had 42 again yesterday on the road against Arizona. Like, this is crazy. Jaden Daniels is playing great. How quickly – like, CJ is just going to be an afterthought to people. C.J. Stroud, honestly, with Jaden playing like this, everyone's going to be like, eh, C.J. Stroud, that's old news.
Yeah, no. Oh, what, C.J., what? It's unbelievable. Wait, just the very next year, you got somebody that's doing stuff that's maybe even better than what he did.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jaden's first four games are better than C.J.'s first four games.
Yeah.
But C.J. ended well. I would also argue, well, you know, I would make the case that Jaden has a lot more to work with, but it's really not the case. C.J. Stroud had Laremy Tunsil, although he had a lot of offensive linemen beat up, though. A lot of offensive linemen were beat up. So, I don't know. Maybe that's not the case. But C.J. played great last year. He's Rookie of the Year. And right now, Jaden Daniels looks like it's going to be extraordinarily difficult not to have, you know, not to win Offensive Rookie of the Year there as well. But that is a good question. The Ravens look like they could be, after yesterday, the best team in the NFL. It's up for grabs. I mean, and I don't know why we won't. I don't know why we don't factor the Minnesota Vikings in, because the proof is on the field with them.
Yep. All right, we got to break it because we got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, it's crazy, but if you would have bet against the Texans for the first 4 weeks, you'd be 4-0 because they just can't cover. And where do you do that? Where do you find? How do you bet against your team or for your team or whatever? You do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Best place to play, win, and get paid. They'll double your initial deposit. They're still doing that. So get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. But you got to put in that promo code, otherwise you're not going to get that. It's fantastic. It's easy to navigate. So fun to play. You got casino gambling as well. You got all. Look at what you got to bet on this week. The Astros versus the Tigers. All of the Major League Baseball. You got a doubleheader today with the Braves and the Mets. You got two Monday Night Football games today. I mean, it is fantastic. It just doesn't get any better than mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Play, win, and get paid. Free Thursday bets. You got a MyBookie Plus, where the more you play, the more stuff that they give away. It's unbelievable. So you're looking to play, win, get paid. I bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, my favorite part of the week. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Because we were apart for three full days before now, and you guys learned something. So you got to tell us what you learned in one sentence. You want me to start?
Sure.
I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll start. 713-780-3776, by the way. I learned that Travis Hunter's new nickname should be Kamala Hunter.
Uh-oh.
Because the media has already elected him.
One sentence.
One sentence.
Lance, that's you it. Have something?
That's it. Lance, you have
no, no, no. I want to get to the people.
All right. Let's get to the people. Let's get.
I will say I learned that Mother's Shrimp and Oyster Po' Boy is the truth.
Oh, okay. There it is. I thought we were getting to the people, but there it is. We're going to start with Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that the Texans could have had an all-time receiving duo for the future with 6'4 Nico Collins and 6'3, 4'3, 40 Brian Thomas Jr. Mm.
Would you rather have Brian Thomas or Stephon Diggs?
Brian Thomas looks nice.
Well, wait. Brian Thomas was at the back end of the first.
Well, they.
Oh, yeah, they flipped. That's right. They flipped. Yeah.
They would have had to trade up, right, still?
Yeah. He was a first-round pick.
No, I mean, they would have had a first-round pick, but they still would have been below the Jags.
Yeah, because they traded to Minnesota.
Yeah, so they still would have had to trade up to get him, I believe. All right, we go to Keith. Keith, what have you learned?
I learned this weekend that at age 17, me buying a ping-pong table on clearance does not compare to what Ryan Williams did on Saturday night.
Yeah.
No.
17-year-old accomplishments are different for Ryan Williams.
Yes.
The man has kill everybody written across his face.
Kill
on
everybody.
National TV.
By the way, did you see his.
Of course.
I think it was Quincy Avery said, that man's mouth game does not say 17-year-old freshman.
In other words, he's got diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The money in the mouth. Oh, no. Come on now.
That's just NIL.
Yeah. At least.
Maybe he's speaking for a dentist. You don't know.
Sure.
A dentist who just puts grills in kids' mouths. Okay.
Grills.
Let's go to Wood. What have you learned? Woods.
What's up, man? I've learned that drafting Christian McCaffrey and Puka Nacua in my first couple of picks is going to lead to me singing I'm Every Woman in a Gay Bar.
That's a punishment.
That's a punishment?
Oh, my God. That's your league punishment?
I hope it's Shaka Khan's version and not Whitney Houston's.
Oh, my goodness. Warm up them pipes.
And, you know, you thought you actually did something in the first two rounds.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have been happy. Sounds like you had the first... first pick, and then Nacua wasn't all the way until they came back the other way, but, yeah, that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
That's unfortunate. He's going to come back in November.
Yeah, great.
He's back from Germany, at least, McCaffrey is.
He came back from Germany, and they said they're expecting him in early November.
Of course.
So don't worry about it.
They have Jordan Mason, so they probably won't give him as many touches anyway, because they have Jordan
Mason.
That's
true.
All right, let's move on to Sean. Sean, what have you learned?
Hey, guys. Hey, I learned that we need to start calling Verlander Marty Bird because he's washed and he's laundered.
Mm. Oh,
oof, wow. Why did we do laundered?
Hey, he was okay in his
because
final
of washed,
start.
He was all right.
Yeah.
I did notice some people made a really big deal about it. Wait a minute. Like, hey, come on, guys. This is fine.
We ain't waiting no minute.
No.
Okay?
This isn't good enough to...
We're throwing Kikuch in game three.
Yeah, this isn't good enough to get us... Like
baby Verlander in game two and Kikuch in game three.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
That's as close as Verlander's getting to this first series for sure is going to be Hunter Brown in game two. It's like, I recognize that delivery. Yeah, it's a Verlander copy.
Yep.
Is you know what? So Dylan Raiola is Hunter Brown. Because one is an exact replica of Pat Mahomes, right. Although it is scary. That one is like everything. Walks like him, talks like him, everything. Same sunglasses. And Hunter Brown, at least he only cosplays the delivery.
Is he
dating
a supermodel?
Give him time.
All right. Let's see how this playoff run goes. We move on to Alex. Alex, what have you learned?
Hello. I learned that the Houston Cougars cannot call a pass play where the ball can travel in the air for more than 5 yards.
Yeah.
That is kind of true.
So, John, you informed everyone that they went and got a guy who was awful at Mississippi State to be their OC?
Yeah, that's the last place I would go for an offensive coordinator.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about someone losing the job, but that might be someone who says, hey, we made a mistake here.
You know how hard it is to get shut out in a college game?
Twice in a row?
Yeah, just once.
No,
they really it hard once. They've done it twice. They haven't scored.
I mean, how
have they
much
scored
of it
since
is...
August?
Well, they, yes,
how
they
much
have.
Of it is on? How much of it is on him, and how much of it is on, you know, Donovan?
Well, Donovan Smith wasn't great last year, but he wasn't this.
You still got to find a way to manufacture.
You can scheme up making a kid make a mistake and scoring on that, can't you? Well, at least the Cougs can't quite yet. Let's go to Tom on a mobile. Tom on a mobile. What have you learned?
Hey, guys. Hey, so I learned that the old Spanish fly doesn't work when she's 250 plus tax.
That's Spanish fly reference. I bet Dell doesn't even know what Spanish fly means.
I actually heard that reference this weekend on the Joe Budden podcast, so it's been making a comeback, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, they were talking about it, too, in this particular tone as well, making fun of someone using it.
Google
so
it.
Maybe two Spanish flies if she's 250 plus tax.
Yeah.
She needs more.
If you don't know what Spanish fly is, just Google it.
Yeah.
Kids are headed to school. They don't need to hear about Spanish fly.
What was more depressing?
The Spanish fly or the Cougs offense?
I don't know if the kids need to hear that, too. Kids. Don't watch the Cougs on Saturdays for right now. It's bad for you. Not that Julian. I guess it's not the 49er fan, Julian. What have you learned?
Yeah, I'm actually the Brian Brayman, JVG, Jersey Julian, not the Niners Julian. Okay. John would know, not Lance. Mm-hmm. But I learned that Donovan Smith has scored 12 points this year against teams not named Rice.
Cougs. We haven't had many Cougs calls. I don't think they wanted it to go this way.
Yeah, no. We've got too many references already for my taste and for Willie Fritz's.
Willie doesn't want us talking about his team?
Not right now.
Not this version of it, no.
Not today.
Got to get that PJ. Got to get that private jet. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Got to get recruiting. All right, let's move to...
Kelvin Sampson's like, told y'all.
Told you.
We're going to have a jet. It's going to be right here.
Get it to me. Let's go with Brandon. Brandon, what have you learned?
Hey, fellas. I learned that Michigan might be the worst second-half football team I have ever seen. Go Blue.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row where they looked pretty good in the first half, at least run the football, and then they nearly coughed it up against Minnesota. They probably should have lost to USC.
They got that guy, Mullings, boy. What?
Yeah. Donovan Edwards, who? Let's move on to La Raza. La Raza, what have you learned?
Hey, Hollywood Johnny. Lance Schnitzel. Hey. Delvin
Schnitzel.
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. Hey, so guess what, gentlemen? I learned over the weekend that if you do drink some wax, you're immune to alcohol and anything spicy, but you will have a bad morning.
Drink some wax?
To coat your stomach,
I guess. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to Google that.
I never heard that before.
You coat your stomach with the wax so you can eat and drink whatever you want without
being
bothered.
You've never heard this. You're just assuming this is what it is, isn't it?
No, I've heard. Well, not with wax, but with other things, like you coat the lining, and then you can do other things. But not-
I've always heard you eat bread, and it'll sop up the alcohol when you... But wax? No. Hey, people out there, do not eat wax before you go out, okay? This is not advisable. La Raza, why are you telling people eat wax, bro?
He was able to call in on a Monday. He seems fine.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Let's move on. Mostly because of the name, to former President James Madison. What have you learned?
What?
It's up there.
As the former President James Madison, the university named after me's football team has scored 63 points or more in back-to-back games.
I don't know if you've learned
that. Yeah, and one at North Carolina.
Well, who just blew a 20-point
lead
to Duke.
Former President James Madison.
Is your middle name Keith James Madison?
Yeah, I mean, how many phones do you have?
Yeah, all it takes is to redial. Let's move on to Lou. Lou, what have you learned?
After watching the Astros post-game show, I learned that Vanessa Richardson looks like an overgrown little person with that big old forehead.
Oh, wow. No, that's a friend of the show.
No,
the
we're not doing that.
Well, he already said it.
We're not doing that.
We're not going to do it, but he already said it's too late now.
I did see a real-life little person this weekend.
Where?
Colorado.
Well, you went to Colorado and saw a little person?
That's not the reason I went.
But you didn't want to go. You didn't go to visit.
She
a
was
person?
Just at a. I was in a restaurant and I was just like, oh, whoa.
What?
There's a I little
just,
person?
I know, but I just get excited.
Well,
they're
people too.
You got excited? It actually has person in their name. You got excited?
I can't ask. Excuse me, what's your name?
Why not?
I want to be able to use your real first name on the radio when
well,
I talk about
scene. You don't explain that. You just say, hey, my name's Lance.
I don't know. There's just something magical about it. I just don't, it was like
they're, it just is another person.
Like they're dual.
Did you notice a blonde person? Did you notice a...
No.
Did you notice a
magical
person, a small? I mean,
you heard
it. Just people.
I said magical, but this is what happens. I go like this.
They got lucky charms. What do you mean magical?
No, wow. I just do this.
He said magical. What's he talking about?
I said
about?
Magical, and I meant it.
What's You're he a talking about?
If I see, and I just go, and I immediately text Chris Solis.
Takes a deep.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't right. know. It doesn't. That's... It doesn't make me a bad person.
You
but
should, you
it
should,
doesn't
well,
make
it
me
does.
A good person.
Kind of, it doesn't make you. It doesn't.
It doesn't make
you
me a good person, but it doesn't make me a bad person. I get excited to see something. I just don't see that often.
And you what? I don't know if you should be referring to them as magical. It makes them seem other than when you
no,
talk
it's
about
a
them.
Magical moment. It's a magical moment when you lock eyes with some girl in a bar or whatever.
Delicious.
That's magical.
Is
What's
it?
Problem with that?
It depends on what the girl looks like. Maybe,
exactly,
maybe
but it could be magical.
Leprechauns.
No,
what
I didn't
is he
say
saying
that.
They're magical.
No,
what?
You're reading too much into
what
it.
What other magical little people?
I don't get to see. It's magical to win when your horse comes from behind and wins a race. There's lots of magical things that can happen.
I don't know. This feels different. We got one more to go. What has Peter learned? Peter, what did you learn?
Good morning, gentlemen. I learned that the Gulf Coast Classic Car Show is coming up this weekend, so everyone should come out and have a great time.
That's true. Uh-oh.
Someone's the marketer for the Gulf Coast Classic
that what
Car
you,
Show.
Is that what you learned, Peter?
This
you
Saturday.
You didn't learn that this weekend. You knew it was coming up, Peter, because you worked there.
This Saturday.
Can't fool us. Only Gilbert can do that.
Yeah, Gilbert. He just Gilberted us.
Gulf Coast Classic Car Show this Saturday from 10 to 2.
There it is. The Gulf Coast Classic Car Show coming your way.
I learned the Gulf Coast Classic Car Show.
Coming your way. I learned that John Daspit is going to be talked about right now.
Yeah, John Daspit, the personal injury lawyer here in Houston. To me, he is the personal injury lawyer here in Houston. You could ask yourself, if you're ever in an accident, a lot is going to go, especially if you've been injured. There's a lot going through your head. You want to make sure you know you don't know how badly you've been hurt. You don't know next steps to take. Do you call an ambulance? What do you do? Do you get to a doctor? What course of action do you have? And you know what? One of the first calls you should make is the 713 call now. And it may seem silly and it may seem like something that, you know, is a little bit of overkill. Like, hey, I got a lot of, I mean, look, exchange insurance information. Make sure and get their insurance more than anything. Make sure if somebody else, if you're out on a roadway, for example, you're in an accident and you're injured due to someone else's negligence, they swerved over into your lane, knocked you into the concrete barrier, you're injured, hit by an 18-wheeler, get the insurance information, and let John Daspit take it from there. His lawyers are going to make sure that you get to the hospital, get all the x-rays, MRIs, everything that you need. And then from there, it's going to be really simple because, you know, they're going to handle it from there. They'll make sure that you get compensated for your time missed from work. They'll make sure that you get compensated for the for any of the pain and suffering that you have gone through. And for a lot of people, it's the pain and suffering is a major issue because it's something that can stay with you for a long time. And John Daspit makes sure that that's accounted for. 713 call now, passionately pursuing justice for the injured. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.